Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Republican Congressman Brad Finstad introduced new mental health legislation today in Washington. It's called the Restoring Inpatient Mental Health Access Act, which expands mental health care access to a larger group of beneficiaries. Under current law, Medicaid generally can't use federal funds to pay for care in mental health facilities if it has more than 16 beds and mainly treats people with mental illness. Finstad's proposal would eliminate this exclusion. Governor Walz was asked this week if he would consider calling a special session to increase funding to cover SNAP benefits being held back from the federal government shutdown. Walz said not without support from Republicans. DFL Senator Jen McEwen of Duluth agrees they wouldn't have the votes to pass any legislation.
There's a real worry that it could just turn into a circus unless there was an agreement ahead of time. And we don't have the, as far as I know, I haven't heard that we would have the votes to make sure that we could cover the loss of the SNAP program, for example.
A public hearing looking at the impact of the federal shutdown on Minnesotans is scheduled for next week at the Capitol. The Minnesota DNR is providing an outlook of what the firearms deer hunting season is going to look like across the state. Big game program coordinator Paul Burr.
Minnesota experienced a second consecutive mild winter this year, which in general is great for the deer population. Now, hunters play a vital role in managing the state's deer population, especially in areas that are overabundant with deer. Hunters are encouraged to take additional opportunities to harvest antlerless deer.
More info on the deer firearm season can be found on the DNR's website. New federal testing data shows reading scores in teens across the country are lower than they have been in decades. U of M Libraries curator Lisa Von Dreisek says it's not as simple as blaming the phones for this one, but it's rather a combination of life circumstances. She cites her 16-year-old neighbor as an example.
He's learning to drive. He's got scores. His enormous amount of homework. He's got the social-emotional stuff. Time with his peers. Texting.
Von Dreisek recommends getting kids involved in their local libraries and encouraging less traditional reading like audiobooks, cookbooks, and research. In other headlines, as Minnesota's firearm deer season opens tomorrow, officials are urging hunters to stay alert for signs that could help solve missing persons cases. The state's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office says remote woods may hold clues. If you spot clothing, bones, or anything unusual, mark the location, leave it untouched, and report it. Scammers are getting more sophisticated, and Minnesota Energy Resources is launching a viral campaign to help Minnesotans recognize utility scams before it's too late. Spokeswoman Allison Truey.
This is the time of year in particular when we really start to see an uptick in scam reports. So we reached out to our partners with law enforcement across the state of Minnesota, and we're asking them to share a common message on social media, and we're sharing some of those red flags of utility scams.
More info can be found on the Minnesota Energy Resources website. And Moorhead Police are asking for the public's help finding an endangered missing man. 78-year-old Earl Sweet was last seen leaving a residential area October 6th. Sweet is described as white, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 130 pounds, with gray hair and blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a camo baseball hat, black coat, green shirt, blue jeans, and brown boots. This is MNN.